With all of the turmoil occurring in America's critical political order, it would appear that some crucial changes are desperately needed. However, with the paralysis of the House and Senate along partisan political lines, the Supreme Court embarking on its own mission to shape the social and religious nature of the country based on their own personal views, it would seem that the USA is headed to a course of disaster. With rumors of secession from numerous states across the Union, who or what that makes up America has come into serious question. As it stands right now, we have three distinct tribal classes in the mismatch that is called America: the franchised, the disenfranchised, and the rapidly becoming dispossessed and alienated. Of all the groups, this one is quickly gaining numbers that flock from the other groups who are losing people due to changing economic circumstances and desperation. The mood is ripe for civil unrest and potential revolution throughout this country. Thus, with matters as dire as it is in the USA, how do these conditions impact upon Black people? The short answer is these types of events impact upon Black community in the most critical ways possible. The economic conditions are such that if America catches a cold, Black people will get pneumonia. This is largely due to the monetary disenfranchisement we have collectively suffered from via the enslavement period where our labor was free, the constant thievery and appropriation of land we legally acquired in this nation due to our labor, thrift and hard work, and the deliberate destruction of viable, fiscally sound communities which were destroyed by mob violence and state-sponsored terrorism fueled by envy, jealousy, pettiness, and a deep ingrained hatred that doesn't want anyone Black to have money, property, or anything they have built or earned. It is extremely sad and pathological. This is one of a multitude of reasons why Black people born here in the USA need to call a Black constitutional convention. Now, some of you may ask, what is a constitutional convention, let alone Black constitutional convention? A constitutional convention was a provision made in the United States Constitution, where if there were changes or unforeseen elements that arose in the body politic of the states, that a convention would be called to amend and adjust constitution to accurately reflect the changes that have transpired in the country. The changes could be psychological, technological, legal, biological, spiritual, social, or whatever changes that occur in the living, breathing reality of what makes up the United States of America. The clause of a constitutional convention was included in the original drafting of the United States Constitution for instances that are occurring right now: the country in turmoil, insurrection movements cropping up right and left, figuratively and literally, secessionist clauses already embedded in the constitutions of many state legislatures, especially in the South, to be triggered the instantly the moment some unfavorable federal edict is proclaimed. The United States is power keg ready to explode on a short burning fuse. Now, the provision of a constitutional convention has been in place since the inception of this country. And while over the course of years many amendments to the Constitution had been added, there has never been a call for a constitutional convention. There desperately needs to be one because the state of the Union is in shambles. The reality of this is readily apparently with the country being drawn up into camps of red and blue states, which is patently ironic and funny to the Black community because red and blue are chosen colors of the Los Angeles-originated street gangs Bloods and Crips, who have expanded their operations nationally to many states within the current Union. On an even greater touch of irony, at this time there is a truce between the Bloods and Crips, which is much more than you can say for the Democrats and Republicans. They are in a continual joust for power and dominance with each other, which is so interesting since they are just two sides of the same coin with their policies and practices in regards to Black people. Both parties, well, in recent times the Democrats mainly come begging for Black votes, and deliver nothing, always come seeking Black support with empty promises. Republicans were at least more honest with the naked racism in their party transparent. They were under no illusion as to who their allegiance lies. The white disaffected class who feel their white privilege slipping away, the angry white males who are alcohol-induced rage monsters who kill their entire families because they don't recognize what man is supposed to mean or be anymore based on their historically false and warped narrative of what is manhood being blown to smithereens right before their eyes. What does this have to do with black people in America? It has everything to do with black folk who are anchored here in the USA because we have been entwined in America for so long that anything that affects it, unfortunately, adversely affects us. So in order to save ourselves, we may have to unwillingly save America in some form. The other somewhat painful, but realistic byproduct of time spent here, is that many black people consider themselves American by virtue of the 13th and 14th Amendments of the Constitution, and while they are a considerable amount who don't consider themselves American because of the racism, torture and mistreatment they have suffered at the hands of so-called Americans, there is the righteous feeling of demanding and keeping whatever due they have acquired here by virtue of their blood, sacrifice, and struggle they have had to endure by virtue of being here. They don't consider themselves American, but they want what is theirs. After all, to paraphrase Malcolm X, if you were truly an American, you wouldn't catch any hell. Therefore, the idea of a constitutional convention is being brought forth as one possible method to resolve some of our ongoing issues of being in the USA. It has the benefit of being a fail-safe that hasn't ever been given the opportunity to perform the task it was designed for. Resolve changes and unique circumstances that compromise the Constitution as it is now written, to more harmoniously reflect the reality that is America now and growing into ever-evolving and developing futures. However, before we get to a general constitutional convention for all of America, there must be a black constitutional convention that must address the myriad concerns that confront black people internally. This gathering must have representation from all native U.S. black groups who have been seeking to guide our people to some semblance of safety, security, and prosperity. This includes so-called black Americans, those who are convinced they are Americans and brought into the so-called American dream, the vast majority, the nationalists, those who believe we should have our own state governed by the U.S. in some location in the Deep South. This would also include those who believe we are sovereign to ourselves and that we are actually governed by the Articles of Maritime Law, which invalidates many of the precepts of American law. The immigrants, those who wish to relocate to another land and resettle there, those who have Native American blood and long-term residents who never came over on a slave ship, but who were disenfranchised from their historically Indian allegiances and cast adrift, but who are no less legitimate black Indians who fought alongside enslaved Africans. All of these groups must be called together at a black constitutional convention because they represent threads of various movements and interests that have been involved in the progress of African heritage people in the USA for a very significant amount of time. Some of the issues that must be addressed at this convention is how we will define ourselves, what will be our ongoing relationship with those who choose to depart from the American experiment? What ways can we effectively address the reparations issue? How fast can we push for elimination of three-fifths a human being clause in the Constitution? How completely can all references to chattel slavery of African heritage people be purged from the Constitution? These are examples of some of the questions and issues we need to answer internally before embarking on a general constitutional convention which would deal with all of the different factions which live in America. When we answer our own internal questions and contradictions, we are in a much stronger position to advocate for the changes we demand in the Constitution. The other value of African heritage people born in the USA calling for a black constitutional convention, it going to force a reaction from the other factions who have tried to avoid such a meeting for centuries, to step up to the plate and face and honestly deal with matters they were too cowardly and conflicted to properly confront.